First, let's address the elephant in the room.
Nobody wants to be woken up at 4:30 in the morning with a rooster crowing.
That's Ken Kolkebeck, professor and poultry specialist from the University of Illinois Extension. Then again, there's Brandy Overhaug of Sycamore Township, who really misses her chickens.
We have had roosters, you know, with the hens, and we love the sound of them, so that's fun.
But as much as roosters would like to think it's all about them, they're not the issue here. It's the hens. People want eggs, not alarm clocks, so roosters generally are not allowed in urban backyards. But even with roosters out of the picture, local governments are still wary about letting people put up a chicken coop in their backyard, no matter how cute the little shed is. When DeKalb City Council shot down the idea of backyard chickens in 2012, objections included the smell, diseases, messes, and even appearing too country when trying to attract new businesses. But attitudes are changing about urban farming. Kolkebeck says over the past decade, backyard chickens have gained popularity nationally, and a growing number of Illinois cities are allowing them in. The prospect has recent DeKalb High School graduate Justin Lee excited. His interest in chickens grew out of a biology class where they raised a chick, as well as family visits to Vietnam, where he saw chickens as an important part of their culture. Now he sees how they could benefit his DeKalb neighborhood.
There's a garden actually in the entrance of my neighborhood that gives out a ton of food every single year, and all the neighbors love it. So we could do something similar to that, except with eggs.
Lee has started a Facebook page and group for backyard chicken supporters in DeKalb, where he can share information with the community. It's a sense of community that got Claire Crone into the urban chicken issue. She's the co-chair of DeKalb's Citizens Environmental Commission and teaches environmental biology at Kishwaukee College. She says the DeKalb Sustainability Plan mandates more options for food security, and that means more fresh, local options. But as appealing as eggs from your own backyard may be, they aren't free or even cheap.
We have to look to organizations that may be able to provide community chicken coops.
Crone says that's one of the many areas that need to be researched as DeKalb draws up a draft ordinance regarding chickens. Matthew Fredrickson lives in Sycamore Township, in an older, established neighborhood where people take good care of their lawns and their vegetable gardens. He highly recommends caring for a small flock of laying hens, like his family does. But
by owning chickens, you are not going to save money on your egg bill at the grocery store. Same as a vegetable garden. It takes a lot of work. There's a lot of input costs. There's startup costs. So don't get into it thinking that you're going to do this to save money.
And that's one of Fredrickson's birds, Chickaletta, laying an egg. She and five other hens have been jostling all morning for the right to lay an egg in their favorite straw-lined flower pot, turning their beaks up at the identical one next to it.
You know, the different noises that they make, the way that they interact with myself or my wife or my children, each one is different.
Fredrickson's children are ages 8, 6, and 4. He wants them to be able to learn the things he learned growing up on a Wisconsin dairy farm, but in their own backyard. So they feed the chickens, help clean the coop, gather eggs, and learn responsibility. They've also learned an important lesson that clears up a popular myth about hens.
We've had to have the conversation of how we don't need a daddy chicken for the mama chicken to lay the eggs.
Fredrickson also wants his kids to know about the hard work that goes into keeping chickens healthy and safe. He's calling from several states away on a family vacation. His chickens are being cared for by neighbors who get paid in cash or eggs. You just can't leave them alone. Fredrickson has avoided one of the harsh realities of chicken life so far, though. What to do when they stop laying? These six are only about a year old and have several years of egg laying ahead of them. But then they stop. Then what?
Having few chickens in the urban environment, I've noticed that they've developed a lot more personality. And my children have grown attached to them, so the talk of slaughtering these chickens for us, I don't even know if it's a reality at this point.
Chickaletta, Ziti, Marsala, Patty, Nugget, and Noodle will probably live on as pets, not dinner. That's one reason Brandy Overhaug, who lives fairly close to the Fredricksons, doesn't name her chickens, and housing 30 at a time doesn't give her much room to grow attached.
by looking at them, you can tell their body is tired and done. Their back end is kind of deteriorating, and that's another way you just kind of know it's time. It's like 3 or 4 years, and they're pretty tired. So typically, we will just give them to people that want to harvest them and eat them.
Like the Fredricksons, Overhaug saw raising chickens as a great opportunity for her children to learn responsibility. Part of that responsibility is an investment of time. Earlier this year, she realized her family had too many obligations to properly care for chickens, so her big 30-hen coop sits empty till next year. Overhaug says there are other dangers to watch for beyond the proverbial fox in the hen house.
Neighbors breed dogs and somehow got away, got in here, and killed all of my chickens. So we've had that happen, but coyotes and also hawks.
And the other big threat to your chicken's health? Disease. That can be a challenge, according to poultry expert Ken Kolkebeck.
I would caution people about, about what we call biosecurity. Make sure that if someone comes over to visit your chickens, that they do not have chickens and to carry disease back and forth.
And on behalf of the birds, Kolkebeck says rookie hen ranchers need to remember flaws if they want to raise healthy, even happy chickens. Feed, light, air, water, and security. Brandy Overhaug says all that work is worth it once you taste the fruit of your chicken's labor.
If you're buying eggs every single week at the grocery store, you should have some chickens in the backyard. It's good for everyone, them and you.
But is it good for your neighbors? DeKalb's Citizens Environmental Commission is researching the subject, plans public hearings, and will report back to City Council and the Zoning Board. Meanwhile, don't count your chickens. The process is expected to take months. I'm Susan Stevens.